Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
So, Riggins has brown eyes.
Yeah.
Lindsay has brown eyes. What color eyes are your husband's? What color are his eyes?
I guess hazel. They're like green and blue.
Yeah. Thought hazel was green and brown mixed.
So, Jody's
or hazel.
Okay, I've read up on this because my kids have like a weird mixture too. They look brown, but they're like hazel. So there's brown hazel, blue hazel, and gray hazel.
Yeah, I've seen the gray. The gray hazel is kind of, that's what, when I was growing up, my eyes would change kind of daily. One day they would be green. One day they would be a light brown. And then another day they would be the gray hazel look.
Yes. So you've got
Sure. But then one day I woke up and they just stayed green.
Oh,
so I don't know how that worked. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is weird. And, green eyes is the most, uncommon color in humans.
Right.
There's like such a small percentage of people worldwide that have green eyes. Mm-hmm. We're special.
Special kids.
But this was somebody, I don't know who these people are. Riggins, you're the one that founded the video, but it's on some podcast and they're asking this woman who's got really blue eyes. They ask if she could have her mom stay alive forever, if she'd get rid of her blue eyes and have brown eyes.
Bring her mom back from the dead.
Yeah, bring her back from the dead. Okay, here we go.
If you could have your mom come back from being dead, but it meant that you would have brown eyes, would you do it?
My mom had blue eyes, and she also loved that her children had blue eyes. I think she would rather be dead than have me have brown eyes. I love you, Mom.
Keep your mom dead?
She was going to die eventually anyway. I love my blue eyes.
I know.
Keep your man dead.
Right there, I can tell they didn't have a great relationship.
That is heavy stuff.
I would be 800 pounds if I could bring a family member back. I would be 800. You know that's touchy to me because I don't even want to be 200 pounds. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean.
But see, here's the thing, though. You always have to put something in as a qualifier on this type of hypothetical. Is her mom going to come back as she was at the end of her life, or is she going to come back as she was in the prime of her life and stay that way?
I'm picturing prime as I'm hearing it, but yeah.
Yeah.
Because
to be pointed out.
My grandmother, my dad's mom, and Jody's grandmother, her dad's mom, if you brought them back and they were at the stage they were before they died, they would be pissed.
Yeah.
I mean, both of them used to talk about how they were just ready to go. I'm ready to go.
Yeah. Well, and also Jody, cruel.
Jody's grandmother was not even in a lot of pain or anything when she died. She wasn't suffering or anything. My grandmother was in, you know, she was in really bad shape. And I get that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, and they don't even have to be, you bring them back when they're in misery or anything, but just bring them back in a state of, you know, where they're old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'd be livid. And then they find out that you brought them back so that you could have a different eye color. They're going to be livid.
But I mean, you are making a sacrifice.
Yeah.
You know, because you don't like the eye color that you switched to. You made the sacrifice so they could come back from the dead. You know, that's what she was saying. I wouldn't give up my blue eyes so my mom could come back from the dead.
Yeah.
The bottom line is
the brown eyes that she doesn't like, or if it's any other color but blue, and they just picked brown. I like brown eyes.
I don't really care for them, but yeah. I don't care what color my eyes are.
But you know, you don't ever see like the guys that are held up as the most handsome guys, you know, in sports and show business and all of that. They never have green eyes. They never have, it's either bright blue eyes that they have, which is rare, but most of the time, you know, that's what they mean. Tall, dark, and handsome. They, you know, dark features on a man are considered better looking most of the time than light features.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm trying to think of a really handsome celebrity that's got blue eyes, and I don't know that I've ever even noticed the eye color on anybody.
Well, classically, Paul Newman was known for his bright blue eyes and how handsome he was for his blue eyes back in those days.
Okay.
And there weren't many of them for sure back then, you know, that, what's his name? The Steve McQueen, James Dean, those were handsome leading men and all that weren't dark complected with dark hair and dark features, mm-hmm. but there weren't that many of them.
And I noticed she had dark hair. So I think a lot of men and women think it's awesome to have dark hair with bright blue eyes, you know? So that she probably got complimented on that all the time.
She wasn't a knockout though.
No.
I mean, nobody's going to look at her with brown eyes and go, "Oh my God, you ruined your perfect looks."
Yeah. Clearly she's been told that her eyes are beautiful by several different people. I mean, through her life.
Well, I mean, I get told that, you know, probably on a daily basis by somebody.
Yeah.
About my eyes.
Yeah.
And
you get compliments every day about your eyes.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Mm-hmm. Now,
wow.
They're coming from me.
Oh.
Looking in the mirror, but that counts.
It counts. Absolutely, it counts.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. You are beautiful, Lindsay. You go out there and you do what you got to do.
I told you that woman that worked in the restaurant that day, Jody and I went to lunch, and she came by and after she'd given us our menus and everything, and she can't walk back by, and she stopped and told me how pretty my eyes are. And my wife, first thing she said was, "Oh yeah, he knows it." Yeah, meaning, yeah, he thinks he's hot shit with these eyes.
Yeah.
She can't just sit there and for once let somebody, you know, that I don't know, just a stranger, give me a compliment about my looks in some way or another. She gets that all the time. Everywhere she goes, people are stopping her and saying how cute this is or that is, and you know, whatever. Where'd you get these shoes? Where'd you get that? I love your shirt. I love your glass. I mean, everybody in public is always saying that crap to her. One person says it to me, and she's got to pipe in and try to ruin it.
Yeah.
Oh, and he knows it, T.
And then it puts you in a weird, in front of that lady.
Yeah. And it also makes her, she's trying to demean that woman and go, "You just made a fool of yourself complimenting him because he thinks he's hot shit." You just added to it.
Yeah. Slaps everybody.
That's amazing.
I like it.
Yeah. Always there to pump me up.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I'm sitting here, and you know, at the time I'm like 700 pounds. I'm barely fitting in this damn booth that we're sitting. What's the lunch special? Bring me five of them. You know, and I'm already looking, you know, I'm self-conscious about the way I look and everything because I'm huge. And then this woman finds something about me that she can say looks good. And then my wife can't stand it. She's got to shut it down.
It doesn't seem right.
What do you think this woman, if I give her the half a second and half a chance, she's going to grease me up and pry me out of this booth and go have sex with me in the back?
Oh, man. Okay. You weren't that big. You act like people listening for the first time. He was not that big.
You know, and I was like, six in mine. Brought back the fat bastard. Sure.
Okay. Oh, man. My cheeks hurt.
This is TJ Riggins Extra Funny.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Let's do it!
Now, back to TJ and Riggins Extra Funny.
I want to revisit something that we talked about in the regular old show today. We couldn't really get into a lot of details about it because we were on the radio, but it is this, well, they're calling it a trend. I don't know how many men are actually having this done, but it's the cosmetic procedure known as Scrotox, where they get Botox injections into their scrotum, the scrotal area, to get rid of wrinkles. Make it more aesthetically pleasing. Now, okay, when they say scrotal area, are they talking about the ball sack? Excuse me, but I'm just trying to put it in normal people terms to understand what they're doing. Is that what they're doing?
I had the exact same question as soon as you started this sentence. I was like, what is the scrotum? Like, is it both parts, like the testicles and the penis? I don't know.
I don't think it is. I think it is the bottom area that, you know, like,
the gooch.
I've never understood exactly what that is either.
Okay.
People say I think from the penis to the next part, the in between, that's the scrotal area.
Oh.
It reduces scrotal wrinkles,
mm-hmm.
and reduces a larger and lower hanging appearance of the testicles.
Okay. So if you got clackers.
Clackers. Gross. And it prevents sweating.
Oh, it does. Okay, well, that makes sense. Like, Riggins, you had that stuff done to your armpits. They do that to crotches.
But yeah, you don't sweat. Some people do Botox that's in their armpits too.
That's why I don't sweat on my forehead.
I've often wondered why.
Yeah. That's why.
I said to Riggins the other day, I go, hey, have you ever noticed Lindsay sweats everywhere but her forehead? I mean, she's just like disgustingly wet all the time, especially on her upper lip.
Now, guys,
Alexis has the sweat on her upper lip.
Guys, emergency. You can click on plastic surgeons pages. Website and it shows before and after.
Oh, so is it smooth or is it the before and after showing when they were clackers and then after showing where they've pulled them up?
Okay. I can't show them on here.
No.
No?
No. YouTube will take it down.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and we wouldn't want to.
Yeah, just describe it for us. Like, is it much less wrinkles? Like, what does it look like?
No wrinkles, and high and tight. Like, I get Brooks's haircut, high and tight.
And that's all just from Botox?
Yes, and I've got to show you guys a picture. It's unbelievable.
So, are you saying that you are pro this now?
Proponent of this? I don't care, you know, because I don't like investigate.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle's, I don't care. But if you're uncomfortable, and mm-hmm. I mean you too, if someone's uncomfortable, this is going to improve your life, I think. Because it went from low-hanging fruit to...
Wow. So you're saying that if a man were to walk naked on the beach and it looked like he was in the sand, it looked like he was dragging a rope.
yeah.
Then he should check into the scrotox.
Yeah. And
low hanging fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I want to say this, I can't even look at this, hurts my whole hairs just came up on my neck. They inject it on the back side. Ow. I mean, I don't have what you guys have, but I can't imagine.
Yeah, I would think that that's where it would,
like, it would flip them over.
Yeah. Oh, so they have to flip them over.
Well,
they're going in from the back of them. They're going in from the back of them.
Right, but they're not cutting you open and like, not like that. They just go like, okay, I get it now.
No.
So is that a thing where a guy has to be, you know, like naked on all fours and they come in that way? Which, by the way, that is always a good look for a man, I would think. Naked on all fours.
Oh, yeah.
This one shows the man just laying down like in a office chair, like a doctor chair, dentist chair, whatever.
Oh.
Like laying down.
He volunteered to take that picture at the doctor's. They're like, can we take a picture of this? I'm like, hell no. I'm about to get a Botox in my gooch?
Have to raise a leg, too. Like they how you sleep.
They probably did like Dr. Pimple Popper does, and they said, you don't have to pay for the procedure if you'll let us, you know, video, use you as a video example of doing it.
Yeah.
I hate to tell them, Botox does not last very long.
I know, that's what I was thinking, and if it's like it normally is. See, the thing that Riggins had in his armpits to keep him from sweating lasts forever, right? It's a laser treatment. It's not a Botox. So you don't have to go, you know, keep going back every 6 months or whatever it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because you don't need just one injection. This is like multiple injections. So you got to do that every.
Yeah, like rabies shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a rabies shot or a vac. But you know what? I thought this was stupid for like the look of your junk, but I would imagine being back in Disney World, going on our grandkids trips all the time. I would have loved to not have my junk sweating like it was. So I could totally see, but right before we get on that plane, go get a couple shots and take care of that.
You'd be trying to get in your anus before that trip too.
Do it all. Just do the whole undercarriage. Get me like 1,000 cc's of Botox. Just cover me down here.
This poor guy, I mean, I don't even want to keep looking at this because I'm like scarred for life. This poor guy, they were really bad. Like, I think when he walks, it's got to hurt.
Yeah.
Caught up in his thighs.
Oh, in what, rock? In the rocks?
No, I think just like, you know how women's thighs chafe? I mean, mine do because they touch. I mean, you know, I've never been one to have a thigh gap per se. I can't imagine something else going on down there, you know?
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Mm-hmm. How old did that guy look that was getting it?
You don't see his face. Oh, but if I had, I don't know. I don't know. 50s, 60s.
But his skin was.
Those were some 60-year-old like,
balls. But his other skin wasn't crepey or anything, like on his legs and stuff like that. He wasn't that old.
No. His legs looked, I mean, yeah, 40s, 50s, 60s. I can't tell.
Okay. Yeah, I wonder if we could do that. Take a picture of our legs and post them and see if people could guess our age.
I would be so upset. Someone would be like, that's an 80-year-old lady.
Oh.
I think I could
do it.
For much younger if we're just looking at my legs. I don't know, though. I'm starting to get, you know, some little sun damage, though. I think
story of my life,
but if I lose much more weight, I'm gonna have to start working my legs out in the gym again
because they'll get smaller.
Well, no, it's because your leg. You ever notice like a lot of people who are great big fat people have really muscular legs because they're carrying around a lot of weight on their legs all the time. Every step is a leg workout.
Yep.
So you see some people, guys who are really fat have big muscular calves It's because they're walking around carrying a lot more weight than the average person, and their legs get a muscular workout every day.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I was just joking. I'm not at that size yet, but
no.
It is a fun fact, though, to know.
It is. It makes sense. It is.
So fun.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins. What is new radio? New radio is
streaming literally everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.